We will think about and meditate on the angel's message to Mary, which we heard in the gospel reading. To start, I reread the first part of his message to Mary. Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What I just read, that very first part of the greeting, there's a sermon right there. In fact, in all of the angel's words, there are probably 5 or 6 or 10 sermons. And I was thinking in preparation, okay, which part of this greeting from the angel, this message from the angel, do I preach on? I'm going to leave something out. This whole message to Mary is straight from God the Father to Mary through the angel Gabriel. And to think of that and meditate on that is really a divine thing. All of Scripture is God's word. But can you imagine when Luke went about, as he started his gospel, he said, I have gone about and checked with people. He went around and interviewed people. He was supported to go about and talk to different people to gather material to get the narratives for his gospel reading, for his gospel. And this first part, these first couple chapters, really look like he interviewed Mary herself. So we might imagine Luke coming to Mary and saying, so Mary, this angel came to you to tell you you would have Jesus. I heard some of that message, but what did the angel say to you? And so he writes it down. Now you'll see that, oh boy, that looks like a 45 an hour, 60 minute sermon there if you're looking at the page. But it's very simple, and a lot of it's for your own private meditation later. On the left-hand side is our scripture reading with a couple of paraphrases, but pretty much straight out of the ESV translation, the back side too. And on the right-hand side, in the right-hand side of the line, is some thoughts, some maybe further development, or just some more paraphrased thoughts of it. Greetings is a good translation, but the root of that word is rejoice. When the angel from God's throne, direct to Mary, comes to her, he says, rejoice. There's some good news for you. And it's, O favored one, is our translation, but the root word again is grace. You have God's grace. Grace has been given to you. Rejoice. Grace has been given to you. The Lord is with you. We often use that phrase, the Lord is with you and also with you. It is a blessing. And here the angel says to her, the Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. He's not against you. He's with you. And Mary is a faithful Israelite as she is, a Jew as she is. She's deeply troubled. I would put it in my terms. Am I in trouble? What's going to happen to me now? This angel has come to me. Am I in trouble? What's this about? And the angel tells Mary, don't be afraid. Why are you worried, Mary? Don't be afraid. God is with you. I just told you God is with you. I just told you God's grace is with you. Don't be afraid. She says, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and that same root word is there. You have favor. So it's repeated. You have God's grace. It's with you. Don't be afraid. I was thinking about this. Can you think an angel appeared to you and it calls you by your name? Don't be afraid, Mary. This is Gabriel. This is one of the top angels of all of heaven. Mary, you have God's grace. Now the angel says, and behold, so here's the root part, the foundational part of the message. And behold, so behold is always listen now, listen carefully. This is surprising. And behold, you're going to conceive in your womb and bear a son. Well, she's going to have a baby. Now remember that. She's a young lady. She's going to have a baby. That's normal. And you will call his name Jesus. Now, the word Jesus there, and you may know this, but Jesus is the Greek form equals Joshua or Yeshua, the Hebrew form. And the meaning of that Hebrew is Yahweh saves. The Lord saves. You're going to name this baby that you have, Mary, Yahweh saves. Now, some of these I really put into just a little thought. There's so much packed into them. He will be called great. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. What are the things you can get out of that? One of the things you can, he is going to be above everybody. This baby that you bear and raise is going to be above all. And the Lord is going to give to him the throne of his father David. This baby Mary is the Messiah, the one that we just heard in Old Testament reading, that he would have a throne that would last forever. This baby is going to fulfill that prophecy and so many others, Mary. And she would know them. She would know many of these prophecies growing up, being taught. And he will reign over his house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom where there will be no end. And remember, when the scriptures say forever, they mean forever. That doesn't mean a long time and then end. It means forever going into eternity. This is the forever king. This is the one that everybody has been waiting for. This is the one that's going to set everything right because his kingdom is going to be forever, just as God has promised. You can go all the way back to Genesis 3 and the promise that Adam and Eve heard, but as God was speaking to the serpent, the devil, and she, one of her seed, one of her offspring, a male singular in the language there, one male offspring of her will crush your head. You'll bruise his heel, but he'll crush your head. That one, Mary, this is the forever one. This is the one that's been promised. He's coming. And so Mary is hearing all these things. And Mary says, but I'm not with a husband. And it's very literal in the Greek. She knows what she's talking about. This can't be possible. I'm not with a husband. I'm not allowed to have a baby. I don't have a husband yet. But the angel says to her, but the Holy Spirit, and notice what the angel says here, the Holy Spirit is going to come over you, and the Holy Spirit's creating power is going to be with her, and the Most High will overshadow you. That's the Father. The Holy Spirit is going to be with you. The Father is going to be with you, Mary. It's going to happen. So that baby that's going to be born is holy and is God. You know this can happen, Mary. For Elizabeth, you've heard, although she's old in age, she's already 6 months pregnant. And Mary knew this. And then the angel says, for nothing will be impossible with God. God is going to do this in your life, Mary. Nothing is too hard for God. God is going to do all these things. And how does Mary react? Behold, I am the handmaid, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. I'm a servant of God. And it's interesting there too, because it's a female servant, so it's a female word there. I'm a young woman servant of God. And I believe you. I believe this message. May it be true. May it be according to your word. She receives the message with faith. And when she hears all this, that God is going to act like this and do these things in her life, miraculous even, and fulfill all the Old Testament prophecies through this baby that's going to be born, and this baby is even going to be a son of God, she believes. And that message that she receives, she believes, and she is in a covenant relationship with God. God, I'm your servant to the Father. Father, I am your servant. Let it happen to me. I believe that it happened to me. Even some of this is impossible. How can this be true? But I believe. Let it all take place. What does a message straight from God's throne sound like through an angel? It shows God's grace and love and emphasizes that. It does not emphasize what Mary has done, how she is brought up, how well she knows the Old Testament, the Torah, and the prophets. It emphasizes God's love and grace for her. That's why she had no fear. The angel said, you should not fear. I told you, you're favored. You have God's grace. Don't be afraid. She believed. But we see Mary's role in all this too. All these things are going to happen. She was to carry, give birth, and raise the baby. Something every human mother will do. Not extraordinarily beyond what a good mother would do, and she was a good mother, but to be a good mother just as any human mother would try to be. That's your task. God would accomplish all the things through the baby. But I need you, and your task is to bear this son and to raise him. And Mary received the message. She had faith. She's in relationship with the Father to bear the Father's son by the power of the Holy Spirit. As we think about this and hear this as an Advent, the last Advent reading, we hear God's grace. We hear God's plan put into action. We hear God using and working through Mary to have this baby born. And we can be confident that God's message straight from his throne is one of grace, is one of his plan, includes us in some way, in whatever our activities and responsibilities might be. But in the end, it is God who is going to do it and work through us. And it also reminds us over and over again that in this baby, now grown and done his work and victorious, in this Christ, we are in covenant relationship with God that cannot be broken. He has said it. He has done all these things through Mary, and he continues to work through his Son and the Holy Spirit. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for choosing Mary, a faithful servant of yours, to bear your Son. We ask you to be encouraged, to be strengthened by your words of grace to her and to us, that you speak and draw all people to yourself through your Son, Jesus. Strengthen our faith and our deeds each day. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.